This is St. Louis Public Radio. Black artists have long used their talents to overcome the pain of American life. The struggle to survive has birthed great art forms from the blues to hip-hop. Today, black artists are describing the trauma of police brutality, the agony of seeing friends suffer violent deaths, and the pain of losing loved ones to COVID-19. This weekend, black artists in the St. Louis region will showcase works that connect grief and joy in a virtual exhibit from the Griot Museum of Black History. As St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports, the artists say exploring grief through art can help black people heal.
Dancer Shante Gavin has experienced overwhelming grief in the past 2 years. Her sister was murdered. She saw 5 members of her family and friends die in 1 month, 3 from COVID-19. She broke her leg last September. She lost her job a few weeks ago, and doctors recently found a blood clot on her daughter's brain. But Gavin continued to dance. She says her art helps her remain joyful.
Black joy is freedom. That's black joy to me. Don't have to worry about being shot up. Free to live, love, and have life in abundance as others do.
Gavin is one of 7 Black artists who will showcase their work at the Griot. Their art is a part of a multimedia installation. Listen, Look, A Reconciliatory Journey Through Black Grief and Joy. Gavin will perform Cool Water, a solo performance that incorporates Egyptian movements. She uses intense arm and body gestures as a way to release stress and encourage happiness. Precious Musa, a graduate student studying poetry at Washington University in St. Louis, is the exhibit's curator. She says it's a way to disrupt the legacy of racism in St. Louis.
Most of American history is that of people literally being 3/4 of a human and being shackled and being forced to do labor, all this trauma, which becomes generational trauma. So that's how I'm thinking about Black grief, how these histories and how these violences still very much show up in our everyday.
Musa says the artist's work could help Black people in the St. Louis region heal from decades of systemic racism.
We can point to the summer of 2020 and the creation of the Black Lives Matter movement as a way to understand that Black people are mourning, like all of the time.
According to the Journal of Death and Dying, Black Americans are more likely to suffer from prolonged grief. And that's compounded by the large number of African Americans dying during the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Kira Banks is a professor of psychology at St. Louis University. She says Black Americans suffer chronic racial trauma that does not allow them to grieve properly.
When it comes to grief for Black folks, the reality is that you can potentially get lost in it. It's so deep and historic and profound that sometimes it's scary to feel it because you feel like you could get swallowed up by it.
Visual artist Jason Vassar Elong is still trying to overcome the death by suicide of his best friend in December. It's left him in deep agony. Vassar Elong says it hurts that his friend went through his trial alone. That has compounded his own grief. He says it's connected to the pain he feels when he thinks about how Black Americans are still suffering from police violence and racism after centuries in the U.S.
I can't relate to what it's like to pick cotton, but I can relate to what it's like for someone to be in a closed space like an elevator and no one speak to me, even if I speak first.
Vassar Elong poured his pain into his work to help cope with the loss and to regain a sense of happiness. He created Late Autumn, a 2-panel painting that expresses gloom and glee through nature. Poet Mozella Ward writes and practices yoga to stay calm and cheerful in difficult times. They'll recite an original poem, Ancestor, and perform vinyasa and meditative yoga poses. Ward says practicing yoga is a way to heal and connect with ancestors.
Grieving, rest, sleep, loving is a revolutionary act that was not always granted to us, and that we have to take it back. If for no one else, for yourself and for the people before you and the people after you.
Ward and the other artists hope that their exhibits will show that there is a way out of darkness. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.